Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nick Ibarra Podcast. I am Nick Ibarra, your host. The Nick Ibarra Podcast is a discussion about family, fitness, finance, and life in general. Hope you enjoy. As some of you may know, and many of you may not, Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of my favorites when it comes to somebody who walked into this thing we called life and crushed goal after goal after goal. He is somebody that I look up to, that I admire, that I see as a mentor, that I see as a role model in aspects of crushing goals professionally. You know, he came over here from a different country. He had parents who wanted him to be a police officer. He always talks about that. And he decided to be a bodybuilder. When he decided to be a bodybuilder, he became a world-class champion. And he wanted to go into acting. Everybody knows his movies. Then he wanted to go into politics. And what did he do? Not only did he run for office, but he ran for the highest office in the state of California and won. And so, you know, when we look at what he has done, it is absolutely phenomenal. And the fact of the matter is one of the things he talks about a lot is having a vision. And he talks about the need to have a vision, because if you have a vision, then you have a roadmap. And if you have a roadmap, you know how to get to where you want to go. That's what I want to talk about today. He calls it a vision. A lot of us call them goals. And one of the most important things that we can embrace in life are goals, because without goals, we're just kind of wandering through life day to day without any real direction. You know, we can dream, we can imagine, we can have desires, but without, but what turns those dreams and images and desires into reality are making goals to achieve those things. And, you know, obviously there's going to be some goals that are easily attainable. There are going to be some goals that are not so easily attainable. But the fact of the matter is that if you make realistic and achievable goals, you have to have plans to get across that finish line of making that goal a reality. And so in my mind, there's several different types of goals. And when we look at the different types of goals, some of them have to be intermingled. Let's take a kid who wants to run for president, right? Well, this kid, you know, he's not going to just kind of breeze through school and go to average college, be a C student. Well, I guess some of them could, but if he's somebody who wants to be the best and do the best that he possibly can, he's going to have a couple of different types of goals, and those different types of goals are going to be about the short term, about the medium term, and about the long term. So when we look at the short term, what are we saying? He grows up, he says, hey, you know what, every day I'm going to read an article about what's going on in the political world, what's going on in economics, what's going on in foreign relations. He's going to talk, you know, he's going to try and learn a little bit each day. He's going to do every day, he's going to do as good as he possibly can in school and try and make the best grades he can. Then the medium range goal would be to turn those daily goals into longer term goals. So, for instance, education. Pass every grade with the best grades possible. Get through college. That would be a medium range goal. To run for office, that'd be a medium range goal. Because what is that long term goal? That final goal that he wants to get to. He wants to become president of the United States. And so you have to make these short-term goals, day to day to day. You're going to learn something every day. You're going to do the best you can in school. You're going to do the best you can when you get a little bit older. He's going to do the best he can at, shaking hands and holding babies, doing the best he can at running for local office or state office, so that when he looks back in time, he can say, man, I did every fucking thing I could to make sure that my long-term goal was achievable and that I did everything I could to attain that goal. And that long-term goal is to be president of the United States. So let's take, one of the things that in my world, some of you know, I'm a paralegal. in as one job, and I'm a personal trainer, fitness trainer as another job. And so one of the things that I deal with on a regular basis is goal management. So, let's take, for instance, the family law side. Somebody comes in and they say, "Hey, I need to get a modification with my child custody." Or they say, "Hey, things aren't working out with the wife. There's been some infidelity, or the husband, there's been some infidelity. And I think it's time to go ahead and throw in the towel. I just can't get past what's going on." Well, right there's the opportunity to talk with the client. Client management is to show them expectations. It's unrealistic to have a goal of being divorced in 1 month when things are going to be contested, when the two parties aren't going to agree on everything. And so you sit there and you say, "Okay, so this is what we can expect. Our goal for the first month is to get all the initial documents drafted and filed and get the other party served by the summons." The medium range goal would be to get through a couple of hearings and have some direction of what we want to do with regards to, are we going to mediate? Are we just going to go straight to trial? Or is there some avenue of approach we want to take? And the final goal, the long-term goal, that those first two goals, the short-term and the medium-range goal, are going to get us to, is the actual dissolution of marriage, which, we say this is what we want as custody. This is how we want the property divided. This is how we want, the different debts divided. And so, when we're talking about goals and goal management, we need to make sure that they're realistic. The same thing goes for fitness. You have somebody that comes in and says, "Hey, I want to lose 100 pounds." Well,
And
the
they make
reality
you their official
is that
teacher.
we're not going to lose 100 pounds in 1 month. Has it happened? Maybe once or twice. I'm sure that anything's possible. But the reality is you got to sit down and talk with them and say, "Okay, say what is manageable, what is realistic, and how can we make a path to success?" So for fitness, the short-term goal may be you wake your ass up, you get to the gym, and you eat healthy. That's your short-term goal, day after day after day after day. The medium-range goal may be, hey, I want to lose 1 pound a week, and so every month you're going to lose 4 to 6 pounds. That's a solid medium-range goal. Another medium-range goal may be to make sure that over the course of 6 months you've hit your macros, you've hit your diet goals at least 95% of the time. Because you know what? You can have that day-to-day goal of doing good, eating good, getting to the gym, but the reality is we're going to fall off the train tracks. We're going to have a day where we don't feel well, and we miss that goal of getting to the gym. We're going to have a day where, our spouse or our family members, they say, "Hey man, let's go out for pizza," and you get there, you taste that first fucking bite of pizza, and that first bite of pizza turns into a whole fucking pizza. I'm here to tell you, it happens. So, even though we may not reach those short-term goals every single time, if we look back after a moderate amount of time, 6 months or a year, the reality is we say, "Man, yeah, I had those bad days, but overall, I get a 95%. I get a 90%. Hey, I did pretty fucking good, and I can call that medium-range goal an achievement that I did it properly." So, the long-term goal is to change your lifestyle. We can say, "Hey, somebody can come into me and say, 'Hey, I want to lose 100 pounds.'" Well, here's the fact of the matter. It may take a year, it may take 2 years, it may take 5 years, but the point is that you're going to get to that 100 pounds, and then what's going to happen? You're going to have to set another goal, because if you don't set another goal, then you're just walking around the gym looking like a fucking dizzy bitch. And so the reality is that goals are there to be attainable and achievable, but we have to realize that goals are also something that once we achieve them, we don't stop. We have to make more goals. And so when we talk about the long-term goal, my long-term goal with every fitness client isn't to lose X amount of pounds, because if they're steady with it, and it may take a long ass time, it may take years, but if they're consistent with diet, if they're consistent with hitting their target macros, if they're consistent with checking in with their coach, if they're consistent with getting to the gym on a regular basis and as programmed, they'll hit those goals. Unless there's some sort of health problem or unless there's some sort of injury that gets in the way, in my mind, anything is possible if you work hard enough. And if you can't achieve those goals, then you're either one, not working hard enough, or two, not waiting long enough. And so the reality is that goals, in my mind, are a lifelong process. You achieve goals, but then there just comes more goals. But when you have those big goals, you don't just jump right into them and eat them. You don't eat the elephant in one bite. You take it off bite by bite by bite by bite. And it's a struggle. And talking about the diet thing a minute ago, we fall off that track. We fall off that track, but the primary idea is to never forget the goal and get the fuck back on the horse and ride that motherfucker. You eat a pizza, fuck it. Yeah, you had a bad day. Shit happens. Get back on the horse. You get back on your macros the next day. You don't starve yourself. You don't try and undercut your diet. You just get back on the program and you follow the program, and things will work themselves out. But in the end, goals are what gets us through life. Goals are what makes us human beings. The idea that we want to strive, the idea that we want to do better, the idea that we want to take our bodies or our minds or our lives, our professions, whatever, someplace better than they are today. So, when it comes to those goals, the idea is this: break it down, figure it out, step by step, what we need to do to get to where we want to go. Because if we do that, goals that are lofty don't become so lofty. They become very achievable. For me, when I did my first competition, I had to lose a shit ton of weight. And so the idea for me was to lose a pound a week, pound a week. And I narrowed it, and I knocked those fuckers off, chip away, chip away, chip away, brick by brick, step by step, inch by inch, however the fuck you want to say it. And then when we got to that point to where my weight was on point, started conditioning my ass, started seeing those six-pack abs pop, started seeing those striations in the muscle. And what seemed, when I looked at myself in the mirror in August of 2017, what seemed impossible was absolutely possible by September of 2018. And so here's the thing: you have to have goals, you have to have vision, you have to have direction, because otherwise, like I said, that guy walking around in the gym looking like a dizzy bitch, you look like the same fucking thing in life. And don't be that person. Don't be that person that settles for what you have. You want to do better and you want to make more money? Make more money. Work towards what is the next step to get that better job or to get that promotion or to get that pay raise. You want to do better in the fitness world? What do I got to do to cut that little bit of weight, or to gain that little bit of muscle, or to be able to run the mile a little bit faster, or to be able to get to that point to where I can run a marathon without dying? P.S. Fuck a marathon. But the reality is that without goals in life, we have no direction in life, and without no direction in life, we just walk through life with no meaning, with no purpose. And so it doesn't even have to be about profession, your profession. It doesn't have to be about fitness. You want to be a better parent? What are you doing today that you didn't do yesterday that makes you that better parent? What are you doing today to make sure that your kids have a college fund, or that your kids know you love them, or that your kids don't have to worry about dinner being on the table, or clothes being on their back, or electricity being on in the shelter that you've provided? So, what are you doing today to be a better person for yourself, for those around you, for your family and friends, and for society? Because in the end, man, somebody's going to read your fucking eulogy. And when they read that eulogy, what is it going to say? This was a motherfucker that crushed goals, goal after goal after goal through life. And he went from being an immigrant to being a professional bodybuilder, to being a movie actor, to being a governor. Or this was a guy that just kind of fucking walked through life, had his 9 to 5, went home, ate his nasty ass gut-filling dinner, and then watched Netflix until he fell asleep with his phone in his hand and Facebook still up on his screen. Which one do you want to be? You want to be that motherfucker that crushes goals, or do you want to be that motherfucker that falls asleep with a freaking full belly looking sloppy? And I'm not talking about just weight. I'm just talking about life, man. Life is an amazing thing if you take advantage of it. And so I'm asking you, what is keeping you from taking advantage of your life? Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is the Nick Iber podcast. I am Nick Iber, your host. If you like what you hear, please do me a favor. Subscribe on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, the main sources of information for podcasts. Give me a review, give me a 5-star review. If you don't like me, don't give me a 1-star review. Just don't fucking subscribe. And I hope you all have a good day. Sorry it's been so long since I touched base, but here I am trying to get things done. Have a good one.